Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you're choosing to spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this episode. I had an opportunity to talk a little bit with this gentleman earlier before the show started. So he's got a lot of interesting and fun things to go over. So as per usual, I don't introduce my guests because they can do that better themselves. So on that note, sir, can you please introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are?
I'm Pat Duggan, branch president of Branch 165, Royal Canadian Legion of Fort McMurray.
Very cool. Okay, so for the people at home who may not know what the Legion is, can you give us a brief overview of like what the Legion is? I know they're not just in Fort McMurray, they're everywhere. So
absolutely. Well, it's a nonprofit organization that was established after World War One. The primary goal of the Legion overall is to help reintegrate veterans back into society after their service time, whether it be conflict or not conflict. That was always the core value behind what the Legion is all about. And from that too, we've also grown into supporting. You need to support the local communities because the communities are where your veterans come from.
Right.
And as your veterans come back, you need to be able to reintegrate them back into that same community. So that's the entire, as well as global as I can get with it.
Yeah.
Talking about what our actual mission is.
Right.
So our big thing locally is supporting other nonprofits as well.
Okay.
Especially ones that can help support, again, veterans.
Right.
But we're not just specific to that. We've supported the schools, youth groups, elderly groups. Pretty much anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now with the Legion itself, is this a Canadian thing, or is this a global thing, or how does that...
No, it's more of a Commonwealth thing. So it started off in England and in Canada at the same time.
Okay.
So England has its Royal Legions and the other Royal Canadian Legions. So
okay, interesting.
Slight subtle difference, but other than that, it's essentially the same, exact same mission.
Now, the cool thing about the Legion here, like we spoke about earlier... I've been to the Legion a number of times over the years.
Yes.
You guys do everything. I've been there for weddings. I've been there for funerals. I've been there to play pool and darts. Yes. So, like, it's a pretty amazing facility. But a lot of people don't know kind of where it is sometimes when I say, oh, I'm going to the Legion. So where is it located here in Fort McMurray?
Currently, we're at 9317 Huggard Street, so down in Waterways. Right. After the fire, we're the only commercial building down there, so we're a little bit easier to spot now.
Yeah, yeah, and you have a huge tank. That makes it a little bit easier, too.
Yeah, the LAV, yeah, we've got that out front. That's it's a nice piece. We were able to get that shortly after we did some changes in the board. We were modernizing things. The LAV is actually a monument to all the fallen from their conflict in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Now, Waterways gets flooded. Hence the water. it was affected because of the fire. So you've had a few things hit that facility, but you guys are reopening it soon.
Yes, we've completed all of our permits. We have a vendor now who's going to be operating the clubhouse, so the actual restaurant portion.
Right.
And again, that's the plug that we always try and put in. You don't need to be a veteran or a Legion member or affiliated with us in any way, shape, or form to come sit in the clubhouse, use a clubhouse much like a restaurant. Renting the facilities upstairs, we have a 4,000 square foot ballroom upstairs, and we have a 300 to 400 person capacity up there.
Yeah.
We run bingos on Sundays when COVID's going to let us have the bingos back again.
That's right.
We do support a lot of community functions, plus other nonprofits. We give them pretty much the space for free when they have events or they need things done.
That's right.
So we do what we can to support different facets of the community.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about something that I used to love when I was younger that you guys have, and there's really no other place that has it like you guys do, is your pool tables.
Yes, especially now. The changes we've made since the flood, the local pool league approached us and asked us if we'd be interested in having more tables in place. We used to have four, which was still about the largest amount of people that had previously. We're now up to six. So six tables with the ability on some of their special events to bring out a more tables so we can run eight tables for tournaments and such. We still have all the space for darts, so there's still dart players still able to come down and play as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So in regards to you've been in Fort McMurray forever.
So Since 78, yeah.
Since 78?
Yeah.
So you trump me and Tanner even. Like, we're born and raised here, but yeah, no, I'm born in the 80s. So
yeah.
You've seen so many changes here. So
yeah.
What was your introduction into the Legion? How did it start? Have you been, like, when did you join, basically, and how?
Actually, my mom's dad, my grandfather, was actually a honorary sergeant major with the Royal Canadian Legion as well, and the regiment that he served with in World War II.
Okay.
So it was always that, again, when I grew up, but it was funny, it was when we would go to Montreal, we would go to the Legion more often. We went there a few times when I was younger, and the parades, and seeing him in the parades and such. Back here in Fort McMurray, I was going to a couple events that were held down there, those community events that happened to be held at the Legion. And that's where I got my kind of exposure to it. After my service time, I bounced around Central Alberta working EMS and stuff. When I finally came back up to Fort McMurray, it took a couple years. And that's the one thing, too, and a lot of guys will probably, I shouldn't say guys and gals would echo the same thing. People with service time don't always consider themselves veterans.
Okay.
And it takes some time because the image we all have in our minds is you got to be gray hair, wearing the suit, whole nine yards.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Any service is recognized. So the instant you put your name on essentially what's a blank check for Canada, or you've said, okay, use me as you will up to and including my potential death.
Yeah.
There's not too many other jobs that have that possibility
right
off the hop.
Right.
So we recognize people who have completed their basic training. And this also includes the RCMP because they are a national police force and they do serve alongside our nation's armed forces overseas during UN missions, other missions, NATO missions as well, actually, too.
Oh, okay.
So we recognize them as well. So we classify RCMP members who have made it past depot also as veterans.
Okay.
So we'll get folks sometimes coming to us for assistance in regards to VAC might not cover something or helping with education, post-service, that sort of thing. So we do what we can to fill in the cracks that are in any government system. There's always cracks for people, but we really push the whole veteran agenda, obviously.
Yeah.
We do. So really helping out with, again, a lot of it's the medical, the homeless situation in regards to veterans as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped a couple guys in the past 10 years get off the streets,
yeah.
Move to other provinces, get educated, assistance with some of their medical that's not covered. And that's a big primary push with a lot of our funding, but a lot of our funding also goes to different groups that support veterans, which makes it easy in the sense that there's the hospital. Well, obviously a veteran can go there to get assistance, so we support them. We've donated up to $20,000 for the concussion studies that were going on in U of A.
Hmm.
We've donated equipment to the hospital here locally, including just lately funding went for one of the palliative care suites.
Right.
We helped fund one of those.
Oh, in Willow Square.
That's right. No, in the actual hospital itself.
Oh, in the actual hospital.
Yeah,
one
of their new expansions on the third floor.
Okay.
And just this, our latest donation is it's a special bike program where you can get 3 to 4 seniors on a bike. It's kind of like an electric bike, but it's also guided by an actual operator just to get them out and about and exercising.
That's awesome.
This was actually also a partial tribute to one of our World War II vets who passed away when everything, the flooding and everything else had happened, and COVID was a thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Laxton. He was a huge, huge supporter of the Legion, and there almost every day. We had the heart and soul of our bingo as well. All the ladies loved him. He would sit there and sell the daubers and stuff, and just a gentleman. So it's people like that make it easy to do what we do.
There you go. Nice. So as far as your service, what were you?
I was with the Loyal Edmonton Regiment. I started my infantry training in 92.
Okay.
It was a while ago. Yeah. But during that time, I managed to get into a NATO exercise in Norway, which was great.
Hmm.
Introduction to doing that. It was the first time flying a helicopter. Not flying it, but
in a helicopter
ever.
Yeah.
And we were doing under combat conditions at night, so it was pretty cool introduction to
no
that.
No doubt.
And then I got offered, and that's the way the Canadian military operates, is that all of its regular force units don't ever operate at 100% capacity.
Okay.
And depending on which government's in at the time, it might be less than it should be. But the reserve units, what they do is they, when a unit deploys, they'll look for anybody to fill in that'll cast out to the different reserve units, and volunteers will go in and help bolster it. So mm-hmm. I went with 2nd Battalion, Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry in Yugoslavia in 93, summer 93. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we were part of the whole MEDAC pocket and all that piece there. We did the moving around from Sector West to Sector South. So it was an interesting time for someone who turned 19, 20.
Yeah, no yeah. doubt. Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Now, what a life experience. The things you've seen, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Have been different from the casual.
Different from the casual bit, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I stayed in for another 3 to 4 years after that, 3.5 years after that.
Okay.
And just with not being able to be in Edmonton constantly, to be able to do my parade services didn't seem fair and trying to maintain it. So
Right.
That, and I was, my EMS career was really trying to work on getting that going.
Yeah.
And at that time in Alberta, EMS was a little difficult for steady work for people with my qualifications anyway.
Right.
So it took a little bouncing around for a while for us to settle in.
And now your full-time gig, you're a firefighter here in town.
Yes, former Grey Fire Department. I'm an EMT firefighter with them. I'm captain with the Alpha Platoon.
Nice. And so during the fires, were you here helping out, trying to keep the city safe?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So
same as everybody else.
Yeah. You definitely had some adventures throughout your life, that's for sure.
We've had some times, yeah.
Yeah, that's the nicest way I can say it. Yeah. Okay, well, we're at the part of the show where Tanner has his segment. It's called the Max City Minute. Sure. Tanner's going to hit you up with a few quick questions. Best of luck, because I have no idea what he's about to ask you.
Sounds good.
Question number one, what is one way Fort McMurray likes to support the Legion?
In general, that's one thing is Fort McMurray is very generous in the sense of all the nonprofits. So when we cast out, we're looking for volunteers to help out. We don't just get our own membership helping out, but we also get other groups helping out, other just single volunteers saying, hey, you know, my grandfather was in the Legion a long time ago. I heard you guys need a hand. It's nice seeing that kind of community support that's very grassroots, if you will, and it's not, and that's why I found growing up in Fort McMurray, everyone's quite generous with their time as much as they can be for a working town. And that's the other part, too, is everyone has a job, and on top of that, another side gig. Everyone still is willing to put that extra effort in and actually help out.
Question number two, what is your favorite community event that the Legion has hosted?
Favorite one that we've hosted so far. We've had a couple galas that were quite awesome. I have to admit, and it seems kind of crazy, when we got our bingo started, helping out with the bingos, we actually would do calling for bingo once in a while, and just seeing that kind of basic community, simple event, it's heartwarming. It's also stressful sometimes, too, and you have a couple 7-year-old ladies come making sure you call bingo right, but you keep you on your toes, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
Question number three, what is one way you've watched the Legion grow with the city?
Especially in our current location, when I was voted into the executive and we started making changes, not just the physical changes to the building, but really expanding on the size of our board and the diversity of our board members, and just seeing all the different ideas come in, and really hardworking bunch of folks whose intent is to support the community, and this is the venue that they've chosen. And I have to be honest, it's an honor and a privilege to work with these folks. It really is.
Question number four, what is your favorite spot, past or present, in Fort McMurray that only the longtime locals will know?
Oh, wow. I have to admit, the point off Beacon Hill before they did all the grooming was just a small trail heading out there, and myself and younger kids when we were growing up would constantly be scaling back and forth on that. That's a great childhood one for me. Mm-hmm. One thing I do miss that, we'll put the plug out there, but I'm sure it'll never happen again, was the blueberry festivals that used to happen here in Fort McMurray.
And right.
But the raft races were quite the spectacle to see.
Yeah.
Probably not going to pass any safety regulations nowadays, but they were a hoot, not for sure.
Yeah.
And your final question, what is your most memorable story from your time in the service?
From my time in the service? I'll try and pick one that's audience appropriate. There was one time, actually, and that's the things we were slowing down in the pocket. We'd been bouncing, our platoon had been bouncing, our company was bouncing around to different locations. And we'd come across one location where they had setups up in an old schoolhouse. And there was another unit that was there prior to us, another Canadian unit, but they had moved on. But they, of course, when it happens quick, you leave supplies behind. So they had a bunch of tents and stuff set up and a couple of generators. So the natural thing is you go poking around,
yeah,
see what got left behind. And myself and two other fellows, Stretch was one of them. And we come across the old kitchen in this tent.
Yeah.
So we're kind of rummaging through, like pretty much everything got taken, but the generators are still running and they've got these giant locked up freezers.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, well, what the hell is this all about?
Yeah.
Pound the lock off, and it ended up being over 40 individually wrapped lobsters that were wrapped in brine.
Oh.
So, of course, we pulled all that, and then someone else had also found probably a confiscated liquor stash.
Yeah.
So that day, we were in pretty secure location, so we were all able to have a lobster dinner. The drinking was off limits because of where we were and the fact we were still kind of in close contact once in a while.
Yeah.
But it was pretty awesome. It was very unexpected from our experiences we had up to that point.
Right, so right.
It was a memorable piece to sit down in our little mess trailer and
pound
down on lobster.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Those very have been cool. Your five questions.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I have a buddy, my best friend, actually, Pero. His parents are from Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia.
Yes.
And it's definitely a bucket list item that I'd love to go to see. Like, we were planning a trip prior to COVID happening.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to go over there with, like, somebody who's from there, and he spends his time there. But, yeah, I hear it's just gorgeous over there.
It is a beautiful country. When I was there, we got to spend a little bit of time in Italy as well.
Yeah.
And especially the coastal regions. You can't tell the difference. It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Much like a lot of the spots that we were in Sector West were much like being in the Okanagan Valley.
Really?
It was just, which was also, it was beautiful, but it was also kind of heartbreaking too.
That's right.
You couldn't leave, you couldn't walk off the hardback.
That's right.
The amount of landmines that they'd sown in that area were just insane. So the orchards that were just hanging and sagging and no one's picking anything because, there's a crater there.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yeah, his family's from Serbia, but he says, like, yeah, when you go into Croatia and you see, like, the beaches and stuff, he's just like,
it is amazing. Crazy. Actually, one of our 72-hour locations was still in Croatia.
Yeah.
But well out of the war zone. And it was gorgeous. Gorgeous city, Opatija.
Yeah.
And gorgeous coastal city. Like I said, you'd think you're in Italy.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. Well, we are at the end of the show, man.
Nothing.
Time flies. 20 minutes are done.
It goes pretty quick.
Yeah, man. But before I let you go, shameless plug. Please, let's talk about your organization. Let's talk about Legion. How can people find you guys, support you guys? This is your shameless plug.
Yep. No, we're on Royal Canadian Legion. That's our Facebook page. All of our events are posted up there. We're actually starting our fundraising campaign. Last year, the vote was put to membership in regards to moving the Legion. And there was a unanimous vote that we needed to change locations. And this was prior to us finding out that although we were kind of expecting to be denied insurance for the flooding, and with $1.6 million in damage, there's no way we could possibly survive that if it happened again, even on a much smaller scale.
Right.
So the city had given us a couple potential options that they were willing to help us with. They've been very, very good with that. The one that we're hoping for, they're still in negotiation because the province owns property in Parsons Creek, and one of the lots was one of the ones we were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in negotiation with that, and it's the usual two governments working thing. It takes its time.
That's right.
But we're really hoping to see some action on this one way or another this summer, like even if we get a no. But we've been casting out, looking at different corporate sponsors or assistants in the building.
Yeah.
And we're getting some positive feedback. I can't say who just yet, but again, it just goes to show the amount of willingness to support this community has. It's a massive, massive heart. And again, to a shameless plug in regards to guys and gals I work with on the department, just the amount of support people have shown us is absolutely incredible.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And anytime you need to promote or plug anything, please, please, please feel free to come back. Or like we discussed earlier, if you want to come back and talk about whiskey, alcohol, scotch, this is the place to do it. So hopefully we see you a lot more.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. I've been your host, Elliot Pierre. And once again, thank you so much for taking your time and tuning in with us. On that note, have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just paused at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Of what we want to set for all employees, like we feel like there's a wage we want you to get to,
yeah,
and then there's like there's a wage that we really want you to get to,
yeah,
and so the goal, like we've got Pam to the wage that we want to get her to, but then like we want to pay her more down the line, and then like with you, you're not at the wage where we want you at, but then there's like the upper where we really want you to get one day, but goal one is to get you to the wage we want to get you with. At, which is $2,200 a month. I'm just like, that's where, so that's all, that's goal number one. After goal number one is hit for money, for you, after you're taken care of, then goal number two is get me and Jason assistance. So that's cooking, cleaning,
yeah,
maybe mowing the lawn.
what do you mean maybe mowing the lawn?
And then after that, after those are settled, it's looking in, and with our other with Greenlight Capital and Greenlight Creative potentially buying real estate, and then your video game team.
Cool.
So those are like, that's what we want to do with the money. And you know what, with us, things change pretty quickly. So, but as of right now, that's the what we want to do with cash. All right, just let me read this text from my sister, and then we'll get started.
The other thing,
can I have a screen grab of our interview so I can put it on page, let people know. Okay, can you do a
like just a screenshot. A
screenshot. She was still fucked up today.
For real?
Yeah. She's just like, I'm still off. Like, I had to, like, my mom's like, what's wrong with you? So she just lied to mom. She's like, I was drinking last night. I'm a little bit hungover. She's like, I don't know what I smoked, but she's like, I'm not right yet. I'm just like, wow. She's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm sick because of cancer or yada, yada, yada. But she's just like, everything in my life was the same other from that. She's like, I had the greatest sleep of my life. But she's like, right now, like, I went over there at 12:30. She's just like, I'm not right.
It's not at 100%.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
It was just THC, man.
I'm not, but yeah.
Wouldn't drug your sister.
Yeah. I was just like, hey, sometimes you get fucked up. Thursday, June 3rd at the greenhouse. I'll be there. Awesome. I got to enter all this into the calendar.
The other thing is May bonuses. What's going on with that?
You get how the bonuses work. I have it written down upstairs, but I remember enough for you're going to be happy. Like, you're going to be okay with what I'm not getting into details with you. So, and I know you don't want the details.
I love just the barrel rolling.
Yeah. How it works is for the year that they get, so you're only going to get 1 month. It's based on invoices. So what happens is we have, and I'm making up this number because I don't know how much is in the bank account.
Say $5.
So let's say 10,000 is 10,000 is in the account.
Yeah.
Of like that we've made.
Yeah.
Then we count everybody who's get, like everybody gets the exact same amount.
Yeah.
Per invoice.
Yeah.
So because this year you've only for the calendar year of 2020, like our.
Oh, for 2020, I don't have any.
You have 1 month for our calendar year.
Your calendar year is February?
Yeah, okay. That's right. So you have one.
Yeah.
So this, whenever the bonuses go out, end of this month, beginning of next month, I don't know. Whenever they go out, you will see something. It's not going to be as big as Pam's because she had 12 invoices.
I would be upset if it
was. But next year, your invoice will be the exact, your bonus will be the exact same amount of money as Pam. So it's not, it's.
Yeah, I know how it works.
Yeah. So,
you know, is it like just automatic?
In regards to?
Like, does it just come out of your account and then it's put in? Or does Pam move this money from place to place?
Oh, we have a bank account and Pam will just automatically put, we'll tell you, hey, congratulations.
But like Pam will do it?
Yeah.
You just can, don't do it. You don't have to give me anything then.
Well, it's yours. You have to take it no matter what, man. So.
No, don't.
Well, you don't have to spend it. We had an employee, Nicola, last year. She's like, I don't want it. I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, our accountant has already marked it in your bank account. Like, I have no choice but to, and so that's what we do. So, because I don't know why people don't want our money, but it is what it is. I'm like, the account, like, we've already marked it as gone. Like, you can give it to charity. You can give it away. You can do whatever you want with it. I don't care what you do with it. It's just like, as far as our books are concerned, it went into your bank account. It's in your bank account. And I can't take it out of your bank account because that fucks me for taxes. So.
You can take things out of people's accounts, but it just hurts you on taxes?
It'll hurt me on taxes because I've already said it's yours. I've got to like.
Giving tax?
And I got to reverse it. And it costs me money to take money back from you.
It's Indian giving tax.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, I ain't taking it back. So yeah, you'll see something. I don't know when they get paid out. But Jason is just like, Tanner, based on our calendar year, has one for sure. He's like, it might be two, I'm not sure. He's like, one for sure.
Nobody knows the calendar year of your company.
Yeah, one, because we don't figure it out until it has to get paid out. So.
Or you could just not. That could be my bonus, is you just take the pressure off giving me money.
Yeah, there you go. And then you have to also let us know, obviously closer to the date.
Yeah.
For your plane ticket to Lost Land. Yeah. So we'll cover that plane ticket for you as well, but you got to let us know when that
is. That's what I mean. I don't need a bonus if you're doing that. That can be my bonus.
Well, anyways, we'll see, man.
That's the same shit my mom says when she's just going to do it
anyways. Do it anyways, that's right. It's a parent thing. You ready to film this?
No, I got to send this email.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know. Bear with me. I'll have to look into this. Oh, actually, she sent this in a text message to me a few days ago. That's where I'll find it. A-L-I-C-I-A, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A dot Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, at gmail.com. Tanner is emailing you right now. Just tell me when you hit send.
Pierre is P-E-I.
No, P-P-I. R-R-E. It should be in your email. And then, have you uploaded that episode? So upload that so Pam can put that in for Friday.
I don't know. She was so smooth when it came to, like, talking about what day it was, but it, like, fucked me up.
Oh, yeah.
So tomorrow, which is Friday.
I know, me too.
I was like, bro, does she know what she's saying? Because, yeah. Like... we can't air this today.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. She's nailing it. Yeah, she did really good. I don't know why she's, well, I don't know why anybody's so nervous, but.
A-L-I-C-I-A.
A-L, hold on. A-L-I-C-I-A.
Cool.
Dot.
No, I'm putting naming.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Dude, that guy loves to hang out and chat, man. Holy fuck. That guy was here until 12 o'clock. And he was here for 2 hours yesterday. He just is starving for... And I like him. I'm not bashing the fact that he stuck around, but...
Yeah, some shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's seen some shit. Holy fuck. Yugoslavia in 93? Fuck.
He saw literal war crimes, dude.
Yeah. Bounce back from that.
You don't.
No, that's it.
My guess is he probably has PTSD.
To a certain extent, he'd have to, basically.
Well, just with the deadpan monotone.
Yeah.
Like, straight eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going maskless?
Yeah, 100%. It's just you and me, son. Sweet. Best type of episodes. I have not prepared for this. I don't know if you have. I don't know what you and me are talking about. But it is Monday in this episode. So I will refer to it as a Monday episode. Because on Friday is our 100th episode. And we're going to talk about that. Okay, let's do this.
Are we doing a maxi minute?
Do you want to do one?
No.
Okay, well then no.